For the past 3 months, this beautiful Olympic National Forest trail I'm hiking has been closed. The reason for that is that multiple hiking parties reported feeling threatened by the resident mountain goats. One of the few people allowed to go past the closure signs was U.S. Forest Service wildlife biologist Kurt Aluzis, and he's been a regular here.
And I just basically took an old tin can, threw some pebbles in it, and put some tape on top and make some, kind of a racket there.
Aluzis's assignment this summer has been to re-educate the roughly 30 mountain goats in the area to be afraid of people.
Progression might be, me starting to, talk to the animal, hey, and then, hey, get out of here, go, really yelling loud, maybe shaking the can at the same time, maybe, doing the bag, throwing rocks.
More rarely, he escalates to a slingshot. The most obstinate students get plunked by a paintball gun.
The ones that I have interacted with, it does seem to have made a difference. But it's going to take time to get around to all of them, and some of them are going to need repeated encounters to get that point across.
Olympic National Park rangers are using similar tools to drive mountain goats away from their most popular trails. 2 years ago this month, a Port Angeles man bled to death after he was gored by a billy goat in the national park. Forest Service District Ranger Dean Yoshina says visitors have to do their part.
We don't want them to feed. We don't want them to letting the goats lick them. We don't want folks letting the goats walk up to them and mingle around them and surround them.
Also, if you have to urinate, go at least 50 yards off the trail. Goats seek the salt in human pee. Hiker Doug Knight of Bainbridge Island, Washington, has eagerly awaited the reopening of this trail. He passed new signs on the way up, including one that reads, "This is not a petting zoo."
I just intimidate them if I can. If they're trying to intimidate me, if they get out of the way, I just keep going, or I'll go around them if there's a way around them.
Knight says he wouldn't mind seeing a special hunting season. The shaggy white mountain goats are not native to the Olympic Mountains. They were introduced in the 1920s for hunters. But here in the short term, rangers are relying on periodic hazing and public education to keep the peace. I'm Tom Bonsi on Mount Eleanor, Washington.